Electric car companies have been spreading the misconception that electric cars are fully sustainable. This is not true, as electric cars are only sustainable if the electricity used by the car is from a sustainable source. However, only 19% of the world's electricity is sustainable, of which 7 is hydroelectric, which can cause harm to the environment, because hydroelectric dams can cause surrounding areas to flood.
Electric cars are at least more eco-friendly than hybrid and gasoline cars. They're the most sustainable cars we currently have.
This is not true. Hydrogen cars are by far the most sustainable. They produce no carbon dioxide whatsoever or use any electricity. Hydrogen cars only need hydrogen to work, and hydrogen is one of the most abundant resources. The only thing that comes out of the exhaust of a hydrogen car is hydrogen, which then mixes with oxygen in the air and creates water.
No. Hydrogen cars aren't fully sustainable as you make them out to be. Hydrogen is produced in a power plant that consumes a lot of energy. This means that the electricity is turned into hydrogen, then back into electricity to power the car.
Yes, this is a valid point. However, even though the power plants used to produce hydrogen require electricity, hydrogen cars are still overall more environmentally friendly than electric cars.
So hydrogen cars are really expensive though, around 3 times more expensive, so only wealthy people are able to buy them. Hydrogen cars as well cost way more to operate than diesel cars, because hydrogen contains less energy than other fuels. Transporting it and delivering it to hydrogen stations is as well more expensive than gasoline. In addition, hydrogen stations cost way more to build than electric or gasoline stations, and often have only one pump. Moreover, there are only 445 hydrogen stations in the world, located in only 39 countries out of 195.
Yeah, I agree. That's crazy expensive. Hydrogen cars also have terrible performance. The fully hydrogenic 2021 Toyota Mirai goes from 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in 9.1 seconds. In comparison, the Tesla Model S P100D, which is an electric sports sedan, goes from 0 to 100 in 2.4 seconds. Gas cars, for example, the Mercedes-AMG GTR, have a 0 to 100 time of 3.1 seconds.
Additionally, electric cars require less frequent maintenance, which makes electric cars cheaper to maintain. Both more hydrogen fuel cells have a bad theoretical and practical efficiency compared to electric cars. Hydrogen cars only have a 38% efficiency rate, while electric cars have an 80% efficiency rate. That's more than double. Likewise, having an electric car also lowers the price of filling it up. In LA, charging an electric car can range anywhere from $0 to $15, which is a lot cheaper than fully filling up your hydrogen cars, which cost around $80.
So you guys might be wondering, what car should you buy then? Here is our answer.
Hydrogen cars are overall more environmentally friendly than electric cars. However, hydrogen cars are very inefficient compared to electric cars. Moreover, they have performance and they're really expensive to refuel. If hydrogen is to succeed, it needs a lot more research, money, and government legislation thrown at it.
In conclusion, hydrogen cars are best out there for the environment. However, the technology isn't there yet. So for now, we suggest you go with electric cars.